tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. There you are, at A.J. is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And you can catch us on live stream if you must watch us. You can comment on there. I will pay attention to it once I get this thing going. Missed the first hour. Kind of sportsy. Talked about Francesa a lot. And I don't want to turn this into a, you know, and I will mention for those of you who just joined us, you can catch us on both 97.5 and 94.1. So whichever one works better for you, give it a try. But I don't want to turn this into a whole thing about, because we didn't change the lineup, guys.
No.
And, yeah, I get, we have kind of, there's a vibe to the station. I get that. John and Lance, to me, I've said a million times, that's the one show that I love listening to because I think they've always been themselves on air. And they're fun to listen to, and those guys have been doing it forever. So good to have them back together. And you know, everybody else here's kind of got a sense of humor, and Charlie brings something different. And I think that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Right.
I think we're, you know, we've all kind of have, we all have things that we bring to the table, and it's going to be a little different, but give it a shot. And the bottom line is numbers will talk. They always do. So.
As a dude who's worked in this business for a long time, dude, I feel so bad for Raheel and Dell to see that the day after their show is taken off the air, or their show is cut, I guess, and the time slot has changed, that they finished number one in their time slot, because it sometimes it takes a while to build up to that. You know, I also understood that their show was a little bit slower to ignite than some of the other shows here, and maybe there was frustration. I don't know. I think Dell and Raheel are both good dudes.
I like them both a lot. I enjoy listening to them, and I still listen to them 9 to 11 when I'm in the car. I listen to them. You know, John hasn't been here this week, but I think they're very fun to listen to. Now, you know, like I said, that show is more my style, but I don't know that my style really matters. And I think it's, you know, we all have different preferences on what we like.
Listen, and that's the other thing. Charlie's show is completely different from Raheel and Dell's show. Like, polar opposites. Like, Raheel and Dell's show, me, personally, Raheel and Dell's show trends too young for me. Yeah. Charlie's show trends too old for me.
Yeah.
But you're not going to make everybody happy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's there's...
AJ, this is going to be a shock to you. There's people that we don't make happy.
Exactly. Yeah. And just like any, you know, any television station.
Apparently something called white magic doesn't like us.
That's right. But that's like saying, well, why would, you know, Fox... They play, what's a television show that they play? Let's say Gotham, you know. Fox has Gotham. It's a big hit for them. Does Gotham really fit with what we do? Because we're more like a Simpsons-type station. No, how about you just have different stuff? And if people like Gotham, they'll watch Gotham. If people like The Simpsons, they'll watch The Simpsons. Maybe they'll like both. And then you've got a big hit.
And sometimes you like something different. Sometimes people...
And if somebody likes none of it, they weren't meant to be at your station anyway.
And if you're an all sports guy, you're the guy who always tells us talk more sports. Now, just go listen 11 to 1 now.
That's true.
Because
Charlie is pretty sports heavy.
Yeah, and and also it's not just that it's a one-man show thing, because one-man shows are very different. Charlie's show is not the same. Most one-man shows are hot take, yell at you, create, take, fake take things. Charlie doesn't do that. I mean, he believes what he says, but he's very sports heavy. And, you know, I don't like to listen to sports much. I like to listen to some sports, but it's also very specific. You get Lance Zierlein talking about the draft, I want to hear about it. Because I know Lance knows more about the draft than anybody. But if he's talking about the Astros, I'm less likely to listen. That's okay. But, you know, it's all about individual tastes. And,
I'll be honest. This is it's something that Dave Tepper told me a long time ago, and it really stuck with me. He told me, worry about what goes on at that station between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock, because that's what you have control over. And that's what I try to do. And I hope every other show on this station does really well. I would love it if I love that our station is number one. I love that. What are we? Are we number one in every time slot?
No, not every time slot.
Okay. Well, I want us to be number one in every time slot.
Yeah.
But honestly, what happens in those other time slots, like what shows are put on, it doesn't affect what I do from 4 to 7. So.
No. Yeah. Well, what I like. I like when the whole station's successful. I like that we have a lead-in that's doing well. That's always helpful. Yeah. But the reality is, yeah, all I care about when it comes to the radio end is what we do 4 to 7 and who listens 4 to 7 and the kind of show we do. And, you know, it's nice having success, but all I'm focused on now is, all right, how do we keep getting better? How do I keep getting better? How do we make the show better? How do we build on what we've already got? And, you know, so... Yeah, I don't mind listening to people vent their opinions about the other shows, but the reality is, yeah, I care about the Blitz.
That's where I'm at.
I'm team Blitz first. I care about the other guys after that, and I want them to do well. I want them all to do well. So, yeah, we're just trying to do the best we can with this show and keep growing it and making it better and better and hopefully interesting. So... 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Well, Matt, I totally disagree when he says Raheel and Dell's show was just as good as ours. Yeah,
no, of course it wasn't. Give me a break.
Yeah, sorry. that's nice try. Listen, I love those guys, but let's not be stupid.
let's not go crazy
here.
Yeah,
come on, man. Let's
be realistic.
Jeez. But, yeah, I don't know how the hell we got on all that. So yeah, and the other one people are asking is like, at what point do you guys want to go national? I don't want to do national. I'll be honest, I had discussions in the last month about doing something national, and I have no interest in that, man. You know, because they script out everything. You have to do certain stuff. Believe me, if I made an Anthony Bourdain joke, I would be suspended right away. If I called somebody a dickweed, I would be suspended. I got no interest in that, man. And they don't make as much money as you think. We do pretty well here.
Yeah, we did the national shows when we were at the Super Bowl 1 year. And I remember getting a phone call like when we were on national, and they were like, you can't say that. It's like, yeah, I can. I say that every day.
Yeah.
it was like, I don't know if it was ass or something, but like.
No, I think you referred to someone as a Richard.
Okay. So someone in the Bible Belt somewhere, someone in Kansas heard it and didn't like it. And then now I'm getting a call from management telling me to tone down my show. I don't want to be on any of that. I want to just do a show where I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do. And honestly, that's my favorite thing about working at this place. David Gow never comes in here and says, hey, I'm going to need you to do less of this or more of this. It just doesn't happen.
They trust us to do.
Yeah.
A show, and guess what? I think we do a pretty good show, and I like the fact that I do have some say around here about some things, and I like the fact that we're left alone, and and every now and then we police ourselves a little bit. I'll peel the curtain back a little bit. There have been times when you've said to me, "Hey, that was probably not good," or I've said, "All right, you know that, let's not go there with it." And we do a pretty good job of that. And it's not much of it; it's maybe twice a year, but it does come up. It's like it never comes up. Oh, 713-780-ESPN. And the bottom line is, man, those kind of shows aren't for me. And when people tell you what your takes have to be, it's just, it is funny because I thought of that again today because I I keep trying to give Good Morning Football a chance because I have to get some kind of NFL fix. And today they're forcing the divisions into World Cup quads. And the girl who running the show keeps trying to compare players to soccer players. And it's so forced and it's so awful. I'm thinking, my God, if I had to do that, I would quit the business. I don't ever want to have to do anything forced.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN. You know what? We'll squeeze on some calls next segment. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right. But right now, tell people about My Computer Career.
My Computer Career. Are you stuck in a job that you're not happy with? Are you not making enough money? Do you live at home with your parents and you're tired of it because, like, your mom, you tie the sock to the door thinking your mom's going to understand what that means, but she busts in the room anyway while you're in the middle of it? Not cool. Well, My Computer Career can help you out. If you don't love what you do, go to mycomputercareer.edu, take a free career evaluation. You could be on your way to your new life as an IT pro, and it could take as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, they don't care about that. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You'll attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career, and you're going to start making that dough. It's more than just a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that are going to hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Hey, it's Gulfgate time. Come on.
It's Gulfgate time, and the savings never stop at Gulfgate. Save more during the Jeep Celebration event going on now at Gulfgate Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Gulfgate is your savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday. Lease a new 2018 Jeep Wrangler Sport 4-door for only $249 per month. Need a lift? You got it. For a limited time, get a free lift kit with every purchase of any new Jeep Wrangler. Find savings all over the lot with a 2018 Ram 1500 Harvest Crew Cab for only $27,195. And when you purchase any new Ram, you guessed it, you'll also get a free lift kit. Gulfgate has the largest Ram inventory in the loop. Hurry to Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram during the Jeep Celebration event. 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at gulfgatedodge.com.
Jeep Wrangler Sport, $349 a month for 26 months. $39.95 due at signing plus DTNL. Ram 1500 Harvest Crew Cab. Must apply for all rebates. Not everyone will qualify. Price plus DTNL. See dealer for details. Lift kit installation extra. Offers expire 7/2/18.
The Usual Suspects with Joel Blank and Barry Laminack.
Today was my initial consultation for my laser hair removal.
You do some what? Weird.
We talked about this already. I told you I was
going to
go do this.
This is going to slowly evolve into plastic surgery. You know that, right, Joel?
Yeah.
You know it's going to happen. He's going to get a nose job. He's going to get a whole bunch of stuff.
No, no. But I went.
By the end of the year, we're going to be working with Bryn Laminack. Bryn is going to be all dolled up for it.
No, I'm not getting a sex change, Joel. I'm having some hair
removed. No, you're just going to get enough surgery so that you can pull it off anyway.
What hair do you think I'm having removed?
I don't want to know, honestly.
My hairline. I have a widow's peak.
These are the things that bother you.
I'm vain, okay? I don't want to be fat, and I don't want to have a widow's peak. Do you have a problem with that?
The Usual Suspects, weekdays from 1 to 4 on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
I like this song. We're back on The Blitz, ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Let's squeeze in a couple calls, see how that goes. David. What's up?
Hello?
Hey, sports.
Sports, brothers. Hey, man. I don't know why everybody hating on the same radio station, bro. Like, what's the big deal?
I don't know. I don't know why anybody's hating
well,
on it.
Like,
listen. I can't.
Your phone's a mess.
Yeah, I can't hear what you're saying anyway.
It's a good thing when people get upset. It really is. It means they care. It means they care about the station. It means they care about the people here, which means we've done our jobs. And that's a good thing. I'm not in any way telling people they shouldn't have opinions about it or have feelings about it. You should. But, you know, all I can do is try to explain to you why things were done the way they were and what the hope is long term. And a lot of people bring up some really good points. But, yeah, you know, I'm glad people care. I'll just leave it that way.
Yeah.
All right, we'll try T-Ball Willie and see where the hell this goes. Go ahead, Willie.
Go, Willie Sports.
Hey, y'all, this is T-Ball Willie. I got a question, then I got a word of the odds for you.
Okay.
With Carlos Correa's brother getting drafted, does he get to play with the Lamar Cardinals this year, or does he go straight to the Astros organization? And also, my what are the odds is, what are the odds that he's going to play with Carlos Correa eventually for the Astros? My little semi-pro T-ball team would like to go see that.
Yeah, I don't know about I don't know. I honestly don't know much about Carlos Correa's brother. I mean, I know that he got drafted, but I don't know that. I don't know if he can play.
Yeah, I don't know. And I guess what he's supposed to go, he's supposed to go to Lamar. I guess Bregman's brother was supposed to go to New Mexico. If they sign with the Astros, they won't play at those places.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And the likelihood that they'll play together, it seems pretty slim.
I think it was cute that they did it, but we're talking about 30th round picks.
Right. By the time, if and when ever Carlos Correa's brother makes it to the big leagues, Carlos Correa will probably be playing for the Yankees by then. So it'll be.
Yeah. See, I still think the Astros will sign him.
I do too. I'm being sarcastic.
Big deal like they did Altuve.
I think so.
I'm thinking about that. I want to get your opinion on this. And by the way, guys, I think we've covered all we're going to cover on the shows. Let's move on to some other topics. I'll be let's move on guy. But I wanted to ask you about this because I'm thinking about writing a column tonight or tomorrow.
About Raheel and Dell being a better show than us?
No.
Because that's what I'm going to write about on Thursday. Mm. I'm just kidding.
Hey, John, did we miss something there? Had something on the schedule that we didn't do when we came back? Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Let me look at the schedule. What's going on?
Yeah. But I'm thinking of writing a column because everything we've had so far is why the Astros should trade Dallas Keuchel. And I kind of think I want to.
So everything we've had is crazy talk. You want to have some sensible talk.
I want to have something sensible. And I'm thinking about doing that for tomorrow. Do you think that it just explains? I give five reasons why it's ridiculous to suggest it. Because that's kind of what we did on the show yesterday.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
I don't know. John, is that something you care about? I'm just curious. I like to know from the people before I do it. You guys are the people.
Are we?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys are on board.
Are you talking on air or are you talking off mic?
No, I'm on air.
Why do you sound so different? I'm talking to the microphone. What are you? Is this your first day?
No, it's on.
Doesn't it sound a lot different now?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it sounded like you were talking on the talk box.
Yeah, it kind of sounded like you were like this. Hey, guys.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. You see how I sound different now? I sound like I'm not doing a radio show. Yeah, that's how you sounded.
What are the odds? You talked about Canelo and Triple G being announced. Yes.
%1,000.
We did. First segment or second segment. Very early in the show. All I care about is we're getting back to Vegas now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Tim Burgess said that the last he heard, they were offering a 57.5 to 42.5 split.
That seems fair to me.
But that was for the noon deadline, and Golovkin publicly declined that. My guess is they probably got it around 55-45.
Yeah, which makes sense.
And I think 55-45 is very fair. I think 50-50 would have been fair, too. So
Yeah, I just I always said I or as I said earlier, I always look at the guy who I know is going to be the bigger draw.
Yeah,
he should make more money because the bigger draw is getting more pay per view sales. And there's no way to track. I mean, you could track what comes out of Mexico for Canelo,
right.
But there's no way to track who's getting more. But I think that realistically, Canelo is going to be the bigger draw. He's going to sell more of the fight. He should make more money. But that's just me. Hey, man, I wanted to get to this story yesterday. It's pretty darn weird. We have time this segment, don't we, John? Or are we too early?
Or no,
too
we late? Have time.
Did you see this thing about the two Ottawa senators' wives getting into harassment and stuff where one of the players, like Erik Karlsson, is their biggest star. He's their best player.
Yeah.
Mike Hoffman's pretty good.
To me.
He wasn't good for you this year in your fantasy team. But
he's my favorite player, though.
But apparently his wife has been harassing Karlsson's wife.
His fiance.
Fiance.
Because Mike Hoffman's not married.
Yeah, Karlsson is married. So basically, she was posting derogatory statements about Melinda Karlsson, who had a miscarriage in March. And basically, they got the, I don't know what they call it in Canada. It's the equivalent of a restraining order, right, against her. But apparently she's threatened the Karlssons.
An order of protection.
Yeah. A peace bond is what they call it.
Okay.
But apparently she threatened the Karlssons from November 2017 through May 4th, 2018. She requested an order of protection, alleging the fellow sin spouse had threatened her, wished her unborn baby dead, and wanted someone to take out Erik Karlsson's legs.
Jeez.
Okay, first off,
this is one of those things where if you are married to someone famous, just be quiet.
Well, what's the cause of this? Either this woman's just completely
wife swap gone bad.
Well, I wonder if maybe something happened there and she didn't. I don't know. But Mike Hoffman on allegations against his girlfriend. There's nothing really for me to say at this time. That's all I can say. Ottawa police are investigating her. And he now is denying allegations, saying 150% chance they're not involved in what's been happening. It's like, okay. Here's the statement from Erik Karlsson's wife. Monica Carrick has uttered numerous statements wishing my unborn child dead. And apparently, that's what happened. She also uttered...
Wait, she was wishing it dead before it was dead?
Yeah, before she had a miscarriage. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is some sordid crap.
Oh, boy.
But she also uttered that she wished I was dead and that someone should take out my husband's legs to end his career. She's posted over 1,000 negative and derogatory statements about me as a professional. I don't know what she is as a professional, but...
I don't either. Who cares?
Yeah. Okay.
Might be a hairstylist.
You're a GM. What the hell do you do here?
You realize that Erik Karlsson's contract has 1 year left on it.
He's also by far the best player you have.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I would do. I'm going to make a suggestion to Ottawa. I think you should trade him to Toronto. I think that would be awesome. And you keep Mike Hoffman. But you get him... And that way you build up that Ottawa-Toronto rivalry. I think it's perfect.
Yeah.
But give it to him. Give him...
Yep. I was reading up about this, and I don't know as much about hockey as you, but I would guess that Karlsson gets traded because there's a he would bring back the best haul, first of all, and they're both 28, so it's not like age is a difference or age makes a difference here. So I think Karlsson would get them a big haul. It was before this even came out. I was reading that it was unlikely that Karlsson was going to re-sign in Ottawa.
Right.
So.
Well, and this may have something to do with it.
Could be.
Because here's what I do. I go to Karlsson first and say, listen, if I get rid of this guy and pay you all. Of course, now Ottawa's so cheap and it's like there's all kinds of issues going on with the team. But the difference is Hoffman is a decent forward. He can score. But there's 50 other guys in the league that are Mike Hoffman. Maybe 45. Erik Karlsson is one of the five best defensemen in the league and really maybe one of the 10 best players. Now, he was hurt this year, but you could get a big haul for him. But if it's me, I try to keep him and get rid of the other problem.
Yeah.
And because somebody will take Hoffman, although I don't know. Now I'd be like, well, he's got a crazy beef or a girlfriend. I'm not so sure I want him on my team.
Yeah.
What's he going to do? Trade him to the Golden Knights, and suddenly he's going after William Karlsson's girlfriend. I don't know. But, I mean, it's just a weird, bizarre story. And, I mean, that's the kind of thing, I don't know how you fix that. I mean, you can't keep them both. There's no way.
You don't think they're going to make up, patch this thing up?
Well, I don't. Once you get the police involved on something like this.
Yeah, it's pretty ugly.
Yeah, now, and it's public. Because, see, if you could have done that behind closed doors and got it worked out, it would have been fine.
Right.
But, yeah, not so good. All right. I have to tell you about Harry's Razors. And, man, you know me. I'm all about convenience. And Harry's is all about convenience. And I've been using Harry's for a few years now. And it's awesome. Because I have a program set up where whenever I run out of razors, just shows right up in my mailbox. And it's so awesome because I don't have to think about it. I get a quality shave. And I swear by these guys. Because I get great quality. I get convenience. I get affordability. I'm barely paying. It's so much better than going to a store and spending way too much for razors that aren't even the same quality. And if you want to try it, guess what? They got a special offer for you right now. For a limited time only, new customers can save big on a Harry shave set with code FAOUR at harrys.com. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. $3. You're going to get set up with Harry's. And here's the other thing. If you're you don't want to get in the subscription game and you still like going to the store, some people do, Harry's now available in Walmart and Target. And they don't, listen, they don't force you to subscribe. Auto refills are an option, but you can also buy a one-off. I mean, that's what I did at first until I got to where, you know what? This is easier if I just sign up and say they send them to me whenever I run out. And again, you want to try them at Walmart or Target? Go right ahead, and if you like that, then maybe you want to sign up. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for the Blitzers. New customers are getting $5 off a shave set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you can get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. $3, guys. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, let me tell you about Man Centers. And if you are struggling with a fertility issue, could be because you have low testosterone. That's a possibility. I'm not saying that's what it is, but it could be. And if you go to a lot of places, they'll tell you, hey, get on these synthetic testosterone injections. But the truth is, you're going to feel good for a couple days, and then you're going to crash until you get that next shot. And God forbid you're out of town and you miss a shot or something. It's a nightmare. Those constant injections will cause dependency, long-term health issues, and can cause shrinkage. And I don't know about you guys, I can't afford to lose anything. So if you're currently on a testosterone injection, you don't have to be. Man Centers focuses on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. They've got three locations, in Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area. They're off 288 in Pearland. They're off 249 in Tomball. Give them a call today, 832-358-8600 to set up an appointment, or go to mancenters.com and you can book your appointment online. It's Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Soccer Bilal asked if Mexico and Canada would still be allies in 2026. Yeah, I'm sure that'll get worked out. I don't think Trump will still be king then, so I think it'll be okay. Brother Bear asks, what are the odds the heavyweights haven't been much since Tyson, undefeated champs Wilder and Joshua? Sounds like a Vegas cash cow. Why not? We got into that a little bit the other day when they announced it. Well, first off, I guess the first fight's in England to begin with. And I think part of it's the way they promoted these guys, especially Wilder. I mean, the guy's 40-0 with 39 knockouts. He should be a big name. And, you know, and I think part of it, too, is it's just I don't know why people haven't embraced it. I mean, I'm interested in the fight, but I'm more interested in Canelo Golovkin again.
Yeah.
Even though I've already seen it. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And now, of course, Longhorn Dimitri says talk less sport. Yeah. KBJ says, I think it's safe to say that those that want Keuchel gone are listening to the AM radio homers, and those that know very little about baseball and bandwagon fans, like Les Alexander being the best owner because he walked into two championships. I think there's, and I've said this before, and this is why everybody makes fun of me for saying wait till June to July 1, wait till July 1. But baseball is not a sport you can sit there and analyze every single game and everything that happens. It's a sport that happens.
Wait till July 1st. To talk to Fred about this.
Well, but then you look, then you have trends. You have realistic trends. Because a month ago, you'd have been talking, oh, God, Jose Altuve is terrible. He's hitting 304. And last week, he's back to 344. And now he's, what, 336 right. or something. I mean, there's so many ebbs and flows. There's so many streaks, hot streaks, cold streaks. Keuchel's in a cold streak right now. But let's say he gets it solved and comes out and pitches three really good games in a row and suddenly gets his ERA back down around four, maybe under four. What are you going to be saying then? I mean, it's yeah, it's a bad streak right now. It sucks that he's not pitching well. But remember early on, Verlander's looked like he's going to have an ERA under one. Well, that's not going to last all season either. And, you know, guys tend to find their level. Great players will find their level at some point. Like right now, I will bet you Bryce Harper will not be hitting under 230 when the season's over.
Right.
But that's an easy thing to, oh, he's only hitting 228.
Yeah.
Contract year. And then it just, it turns into, it's like all the Ken Giles hate early, too. Yeah, Jay says, trade Gattis, and now he's leading baseball in RBI since May 1. That's another really good example. It's like, oh, Gattis is terrible right now. Not so bad now. And, you know, that's why you can't look at 1 month of a season even. To me, you can't even look at 2 months of a season and say, okay, this is what a team's going to be. By July, you have a pretty good sense because guys who haven't found their level, they've at least shown flashes that they're going to, or they're going to go backwards. But by then, I think you can judge it. And, you know, that's just me. It's not, doesn't make it right. That's just how I've always been able to. And when I was in my old job, there were times when we've got to do a fourth of the season analysis. And it's like, okay. And that's how you wind up with the tombstone. You do stuff like that. It's like, oh, okay, it's over. Well, maybe not. But I mean, I just think it's not that people aren't, and again, this is kind of goes back to the other topic. It's not that people aren't as educated about it. It's just that they care more now. And they do care about the Astros game in, game out because they just won the World Series. And I think that's a good thing. But you also have to kind of step back a little bit and look at it reasonably, which I try to do. Doesn't always work.
I'm not reasonable.
Well, but people want to talk about it, and that's great.
Right.
But to come out and say, all right, let's trade Dallas Keuchel and have a bunch of, oh, that's a good idea, so we get something for him, because he's not really good right now. Well, my points were going to be that, and I'll go ahead and write it at some point this week. But the point is, and the one question, and I know Jermaine did the story on it, the one question he didn't answer is, who do you trade him to? Because you're probably you're probably trading him to a contender. And if you're not trading him to a contender, then essentially you're just kind of dumping him off. What's the value in that for a team that's trying to win a World Series? And whenever we talk about trades, nobody, and this is the thing that everybody makes this mistake. What about the other team? What does the other team, why do they want him? What are they willing to give up?
Now, here's one situation where I could see it making sense. And it still doesn't happen just because teams are so protective when they're in the hunt.
Right.
But if a team has a situation where they have a lot of depth at a certain position and it's a spot where, like, I would say that the Yankees, for instance, would be, if they said, you know what, we've got a ton of outfielders. We're having a hard time keeping our lineup right because We've got Brett Gardner. We've got Aaron Hicks. We've got Giancarlo Stanton. We've got Aaron Judge. We've got four starting caliber outfielders for three outfield spots. And then they start thinking, well, we've got about four starting pitchers we trust. And then it's like, what are we going to do on this fifth day? I could see, in a fantasy world, it would make sense to say, okay, trade Dallas Keuchel for Aaron Hicks or Brett Gardner, because the Astros, they still have, for whatever god-awful reason, still put Jake Mariznick out on a baseball field regularly. So if they said, we'll give you Brett Gardner for Dallas Keuchel, I could see that being appealing because you've made your team better in a spot right now. Like, I'm not talking about giving you an outfield prospect who might be good in a couple years. I'm talking about they gave you someone who can help your team today in 2018.
But you also just gave a team that you're probably going to have to beat. You've made them better.
Yes. And that's the sort of
and that's
the
why you can't do it. You cannot make the Yankees better.
Yeah. Even if it makes you a little better.
Yeah, you have to find another way to do that, and there's plenty of ways to do that. It's, well, he's not pitching well, so he won't make the Yankees better. No, he's going to turn it around. He's going to be fine. Chris asked, do we have to wait until July 1st to give up on Mariznick? Mariznick shouldn't be out there. That's, you know, I don't know why he still keeps getting time, but he's never supposed to be that good. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Yeah, that's probably enough sports for today.
Yeah, I'm kind of sports exhausted out on it. Whew.
I've got our top nine things to do in Houston from Culture Map, but you know what? I'm not going to read it today.
Why?
Because I looked at it. We're all 0 for 9.
Oh, there's no chance.
There's absolutely nothing.
How come they don't ever talk to us about it?
Yeah, because, yeah, I would. There's some little things that could go on there. Like, I think putting the rugby on there would be interesting.
No, that's not interesting.
Different. Either. I'm going.
Is Raheel really a rugby fan, or are they giving him money?
I think he's a fan through that. I think he's become
but
one.
But did Raheel know anything about rugby before that team came into existence?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
Because Raheel, I heard a commercial or a promo where he was like, you know, I'm a big fan of rugby. And I was like, no, I didn't know that. So that's news to me.
See, I'm not a fan, but I'm going because I think it'd be fun. And I'm going with some friends who really like it. And I like learning from people on sports like that. I'm not going to suddenly start watching a bunch of rugby.
I just don't want to learn about any new sports.
See, I'm open to more things.
Like, I've avoided learning the rules of soccer for 37 years. Like, I still don't know the rules of soccer. I'm only iffy on the rules of hockey. Like, I just don't... that's not something that I feel like I really, really need to know.
But that's all right. It's just like if there's a show you don't like, you don't have to watch it. You don't have to listen to it.
I know. That's why I don't go to rugby matches.
I'm more than willing, though, to give things a chance and see if I like them. Doesn't mean I'm going to suddenly become a huge fan. But I've been to international rugby matches at BBBA before, and I've had a good time.
That's fair.
And I enjoy them. And it's not like I'm suddenly following all these rugby guys or, you know, suddenly becoming a fan of the sport. But it's like soccer. I'll go to a soccer match and have fun. And, you know, I'm still not going to become like Glenn Davis Jr. or anything. Right. But yeah. I like seeing them in person. And it's just different. I like doing some different things. In the end, I'm still, you know, I'm all about football. NFL and colleges. And, you know, that's my favorite stuff. And hockey, but nobody cares, so I don't talk about it. But, you know, I like experiencing different things.
All right. Yeah. You know what I like? Republic Harley Davidson.
That's you know what? That's different because there's plenty of Harley Davidsons out there, but they're different.
Yeah, because they're the best. There's a bunch of dealerships in Houston, in the Houston area. And honestly, Republic's not the closest one to my house. But I pass up those other spots to go to Republic because it's worth it to have the best in the business working on my bike. They've got 7 master technicians on staff in the service department. 7. That's way more than any other dealership in Houston. In fact, there's some dealerships that have 0 on staff. So that means you've got like some hourly employee taking apart and putting back together your bike. Who wants that? You don't get it at Republic, I tell you that. ROT rally's coming up. You want to look good. You don't want to take your old clunker out there. Get yourself on a new bike. And right now, when you buy a 2018 Harley-Davidson motorcycle, you get free mufflers, free air cleaner, free street tuner, free professional dyno tuning, and free installation only at Republic Harley-Davidson. They've got the best customer satisfaction numbers in the region, and they beat out the district average and the national average. These guys know how to take care of you. They're going to get you on the bike of your dreams. Bike night coming up June 21st, 6 p.m., live music by the midnight release, free food, drinks, and door prizes. And you can register to win a free Harley-Davidson that they're giving away in October. But you can only register at Bike Night, so go check it out. Whatever your Harley needs, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley-Davidson's the best in Houston. They've got financing for everyone. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. You can drag me through
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, guys, check out SportsMap. Lots of great stuff on there today. And Cody Stutz was out of Texans OTAs and has 11 observations today. He also had 11 yesterday, so plenty of stuff to get to. 713, what are the odds Ovechkin and his wife got a little freaky with the cup? I would say percent 1,000.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. He's a freak, but hey, good for him.
Yeah, you know what? That they're having fun.
Let him live his life.
Okay. We're going to put an end to discussing other people and other shows, and we're going to put an end right now to sports. I've had enough of it. The rest of the show is going to be non-sports.
1 hour and 10 minutes. No sports.
Well, we got the Jew.
No talking about. Did you say the Jew?
The gym of the day is what I was trying
like,
to
who's
say.
Here? That's well, Beth. I see Beth in there, yeah, but Beth it's like, counts, geez, that's like.
Beth counts.
Is that
the
what
Jew
we call her
day.
Now? Like,
I guess so.
We've got the Jew in there ready to come on and talk about dildos.
Yeah, the Jew of the day. It's 6:15. So, but yeah, we got the gym of the day. Then we have Beth. So that's two segments right there. And I've got like 20 stories I've been wanting to get to. I got some Game of Thrones news. I have some Infinity War news. I have a bunch of stuff. So that's a lot more interesting than the crap we've been talking about, in my opinion. So let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we go to Canada, which is at times turning into North Florida. Leeds, Ontario, where police in Eastern Ontario got a 911 call from a woman. And basically they were called out to a restaurant shortly before 10 p.m. because the woman did not get her pizza fast enough. And so she was outside the pizza place complaining and called 911 and called the police to complain.
Okay. It seems like overkill, but all right.
A 32-year-old woman and her 10-year-old son called police because their pizza order had not been prepared on time.
Who was the pizza place?
Doesn't say what the pizza. It's just a restaurant. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they have some different ones up there that it could be, but apparently they had to educate her that the 911 system is for those that are in imminent danger. It's for emergency situations in need of police, fire, or ambulance. It's not for pizza calls.
Let me write this down.
Yeah.
Write this down in my notebook, my life notebook.
If you give me 15 minutes, I can tell people how to use 911.
If you give me 15 minutes, I could come up with a system where people only called if they had an emergency going on. And the police and the fire department would be ready. And
AJ, they would
get there.
If you're really hungry and you don't get that pizza in 42 minutes, that's an emergency. What if you've got a 10-year-old kid there and he's just starving to death? So
I guess that's a 911.
All right. Well, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day. I just thought of a great idea. If you are ever a parent and the child services come to your house and they find that your kid is starving, you can just say, listen, I called Domino's 3 weeks ago and they never got here. And I didn't want to call 911 because I didn't want to abuse the system, but it was getting ridiculous. Right?
I like that idea.
That's a good excuse if you ever starve your child.
Yeah, okay.
By the way, public service announcement.
Don't starve
give
your
kids food. Yeah. They need food to live.
Yeah. And if...
Thank you.
I have a couple of Game of Thrones things that I want to get to today. This one's pretty quick. Apparently, and John, I don't know if you talked about this on your Comicast or not, that they the scripts for Game of Thrones that they gave to the actors basically have an expiration date. They self-destruct after a certain point. So it keeps them from, it keeps all these leaks from happening that happened last time. And basically, they created a self-destructing script for Game of Thrones Season 8. Now, I don't know how
that... I heard that... Don't they have, like, several endings?
Yeah, they also did several endings so that people won't know.
That's a good idea, but I...
Yeah, it's also kind of overkill. I don't know why they're that crazy about it. But, you know, you gotta... I guess you gotta do what you gotta do to keep it from getting... I'll ask this, though. I know the piracy thing's a big deal where actual episodes leak. But how much did leaked scripts and leaked storylines stop people from watching last year? Did they still not?
I don't know what the ratings exactly were.
They were sick. I mean, they were sick.
Yeah, they did all right.
And they were also the most pirated. I'd be more concerned about the pirating and trying to stop that as opposed to, oh, let's just not give away the ending. So some guy on Reddit writes about it and it gets posted on a forum and people read it and say, oh, that's how it ended. But, oh, well, that's just me. What do I have here? Oh.
Lightstream.
Guys, I got to tell you, if you're, you got some credit card debt, but you got good credit and you want to consolidate that, then a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream is the way to go. They reward consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. You can get a credit card consolidation loan. How about this? From 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Now, I don't know what your credit card interest is, but it's not 5.49%. And this way you can save thousands of dollars in interest. And it's easy, too. I mean, Lightstream, the application's 100% online. You can get your funds as soon as today. And how about this? Blitzers will get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same day funding.
Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.